This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, 6th July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The day has been sunny across most of Israel, with warm temperatures in Tel Aviv and Haifa. Jerusalem enjoyed a bright afternoon as well. Expect a mild evening as we head into nightfall. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports from earlier today that the IDF says it hit a Hezbollah cell in South Lebanon. The military warns it will respond if the truce is breached. Also, the Jerusalem Post questions if officials are exaggerating the Hamas threat to influence elections or justify a new invasion. This comes after reports of rearming in Gaza. Also this hour, Walla reports that Hamas may dissolve its governing body to allow the Gaza Management Committee to take over. Separately, Israel Hayom Hebrew shares news of a stabbing in central Jerusalem. A man in his 30s is in serious condition as police investigate. And finally, a large-scale police operation is underway in Jerusalem city center following the attack. From X, the latest. Middle East 24 shared that Prime Minister Netanyahu claimed some Christian villages in southern Lebanon want to join Israel for protection against Hezbollah. Meanwhile, I24NEWS English highlighted former IDF Chief of Staff Gadi Eisenkot's rise in Israeli polls, posing a challenge to Netanyahu. Ihab Hassan noted that Israel's Channel 13 reported the U.S. President plans to ask Netanyahu for positive steps toward the Palestinian Authority, including reducing checkpoints. Let's go deeper, starting with the Times of Israel's report. The IDF's strike on a Hezbollah cell in South Lebanon is part of its ongoing efforts to curb militant threats. This action follows increased tensions in the region and could impact the fragile ceasefire. Turning to the Jerusalem Post's analysis, the discussion over Hamas's threat plays into broader political strategies ahead of upcoming elections. The question remains on how these narratives influence public opinion and policy decisions. Meanwhile, the potential dissolution of Hamas's governing body, as reported by Walla, could shift the political landscape in Gaza. The Technocrats Committee may bring a new approach to managing the strip, affecting regional stability. In a related development, the stabbing incident in Jerusalem highlights ongoing security concerns. Law enforcement's swift response aims to reassure the public as investigations continue. Finally, these developments collectively underscore the complex dynamics at play in the region, influencing both local and international relations. On the economic front. First, CTEC reports that Palo Alto Networks and Koi Security face a lawsuit over an alleged AI error. This incident caused a significant disruption for Meeting TV, impacting their global services. Separately, Globes reveals that Qualcomm has acquired Israeli company Sam Seamless Network for over $10.0 million. This move strengthens Qualcomm's cybersecurity offerings. And finally, Walla Business notes Defense Ministry CEO Amir Baram's criticism of the Treasury. He warns of dangerous delays in military power buildup, highlighting tensions within Israel's defense and financial sectors. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 2 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.